Now, Dr. Watson, how about the Devil's Foot or the Cornish Horror?
It was the spring of the year 1897. Holmes's iron constitution had shown some signs of giving way due to a particularly arduous and nerve-wracking winter. In March of that year, Dr. Moore Agar of Harley Street gave positive injunctions that Holmes get out into the country for a protracted rest. Well, the third week in March found us settled in a small cottage near Poldhu Bay at the further extremity of the Cornish Peninsula.
Isn't that rather a bleak country for a convalescent, Dr. Watson?
Bleak is putting it mildly. I've never known such grim surroundings, but it suited Holmes admirably. He seemed to blossom in that weird and foreboding fog-swept district.
Just his natural perverseness, I suppose.
Oh, I dare say. Our little whitewashed cottage stood on a grassy headland. From its windows, we looked down upon the whole sinister semicircle of Mount's Bay, that old death trap, with its fringe of black cliffs and surge-swept reefs. In every direction, there were traces of some vanished race which had left as its sole record strange monuments of stone. Holmes spent most of his time pottering round these weird ruins. Everything was going along peacefully until one morning our simple and healthy routine was violently interrupted, and we were precipitated into the middle of a series of gruesome and nerve-shattering events.
Quite a surf this morning, eh, Watson? You can see the spray flung up against our windows, and we're a good 100 feet above sea level. I don't think I shall venture out today. Bad weather. Old boy is certainly lashing himself into a fine frenzy.
What do you mean, the old boy, Holmes?
The devil, Watson. The devil himself.
What are you raving about?
Didn't I tell you that the natives hereabouts refer to that seething death trap down there as the devil's cauldron? They think the old gentleman himself lives there.
How unsettling.
Yes, a very interesting superstition. You know, Watson, this locality is supposed to have been the last resort of devil worship in England.
Oh, really?
Many scientists believe that those huge prehistoric monuments of stone were part of a temple given over to the Prince of Darkness.
Preposterous.
Oh, I don't know. It's as logical as most of the theories that endeavor to explain their existence. The superstition goes on to say that when the devil was finally driven from his temple, he took refuge in the bay down there. Yes, they claim that on stormy nights you can hear his hoofbeats as he races up and down the rocks.
Holmes, what are you trying to do? Give me a case of nerves?
Hello, what's this? What's this? Someone is running up our path, his cloak flapping about like a giant bat.
Why, it's that Tregennis fellow, the one who boards with the vicar.
Mortimer Tregennis, eh? I wonder what's happened. Face as white as a sheet. Couldn't look more upset if he'd seen Beelzebub himself. Open the door, Watson.
Mr. Holmes, thank heaven I find you at home. The most terrible thing has happened. I can scarcely believe it.
Oh, sit down, my dear fellow, sit down. That's better. Now, perhaps you can tell us what has happened.
My family, my sister, we were playing cards.
Oh, slowly now, take your time.
My family, my sister and my two brothers. It's too terrible. Why, just last night I was with them at the house. Tredenick Warfare, it's called. All well and happy. We played cards, and now, without warning, I can't believe it.
Easy, Tregennis, easy. There's a good fellow.
I left them last night. My sister Brenda, my two brothers, Owen and George.
What time was that?
The clock in the church steeple over at Polo was chiming 10 o'clock as I closed the front door behind me. I'd left them all in the card room, laughing and in good spirits.
And?
This morning, being an early riser, I was out taking a walk before breakfast when Dr. Richards overtook me in his carriage with the news that he'd been sent for and a most urgent call from Tredenick Warfare.